says that Mordechai, to do it, Mordechai Tzadik is from Shevet Ben Yomin. And Mordechai Tzadik was going to Mechias HaMolech. Shaul HaMelech was also from Ben Yomin. He was also Mechias HaMolech. What's the Indian of Shevet Ben Yomin? It's a Mordechai Yisod. Mordechai Yisod. What's the Indian of Shevet? Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
What's the Indian of Shevet Ben Yomin? Shevet Ben Yomin. Ben Yomin was the only one. Ben Yomin was the only one who wasn't Choyte. Ben Yomin was the only one, like Mor says in Shabbos, Dav Nun Dalad and Hey. Ben Yomin was the only one who never sinned Bechete Egel. Ben Yomin represents that every Yid has a chelik in him. Ben Yomin represents that every Yid has a chelik in him that was never Choyte Bechete Egel. Bechete Nochete Egel. Never sinned Bechlal. Ben Yomin was. He was mazed be'itav shel nochash. Ben Yomin is the nekuda pnimi of every single yid. So Ben Yomin represents the bechina of every single yid. He's not shaykh to the chet, because he wasn't chayta. Ben Yomin wasn't chayta. So he represents the idea that every single yid wasn't chayta. Every single yid has a chelik in him that's not shaykh, that never reaches chet. Amalek goes right to the Pnimius. Amalek tries to find that Yid sins even by Pnimius, even in his deepest Tichelik. Amalek is Choyte. Mordechai. Mordechai came from Binyamin. Binyamin is one of the people that never sinned, which means that Binyamin represents the idea that however much a Yid sins, he's never really sinned. Oy. Ben Yomin represents the Bechina that even Ben Yomin represents the Bechina Afilu. At the time of the biggest Estalkas of Shechina, Mordechai represents that we're not Chayt. Mordechai represents that we're loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Guys, I don't want to say guys. Guys is a Goyish word. In Purim, I don't use the word guys. Taira Bochrim. Ben Yomin represents the idea that as much as a Yid is Mnutak, disconnected from the Rabbein Shalom, he's still so connected. A Yid is still so connected. A Yid is so connected to Rabbein Shalom. When was Ben Yomin born? Ben Yomin was born when his mother died. His mother died, Rochel Abeinu died at childbirth. And Ben Yomin was born without a mother. In the Megillah, Esther Malka. Esther Malka, what does the Megillah say about Esther Malka? So Esther Malka didn't have a father or a mother. Somebody who doesn't have a father or mother means their Rebbeinu Shlom is their father or mother. Their Rebbeinu Shlom is their father or mother. Esther the Koyach Tfilah. Esther the Koch of the Serious Nefesh. Rabbeinu Shlom is with us.
The
beginner says about Esther Malka, she ain't the Ava Aim. She doesn't have a father, mother.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Shlom is the father.
Yeah.
Esther Alpi Kabbalah is also a resemblance to the father of the moon.
Yeah.
The moon. The moon ain't less let me know me clue. Doesn't have anything from itself. It's kulei tata. It's kulei father. Esther she'ele avem, she knows how to daven to Rabbeinu Shleilam. We all have Baruch Hashem fathers and mothers, but when we talk to our parents, we're always talking with das. Purim is adela yoda. We don't have das. We talk to our father and the mother, and we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't see a way out.
Oh, but we don't have the Chushbucha. Daibish is the Tafel. Daibish is our father. Esther hasn't got a father, but that's how she knows how to Daibish. Eili, Eili, no man's of Tony.
I'm not crying from sadness. I'm crying from gaguim. Because the Yosef Lekach says that we don't have to cry for Bini Beis HaMikdash on Purim. Purim, we don't have to cry for Bini Beis HaMikdash. Purim is a nest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Golos. Not Bini Beis HaMikdash. We're not dealing with Bini Beis HaMikdash. We're not asking for Bini Beis HaMikdash. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem is with us in Golos. I'm crying. We have to feel like Esther Malka. We have to feel we don't have a father and a mother. We have to dive into Avinu Malkeinu. Help us. The son of Adel Yodah is we don't want to know. We don't want to, we just want to dive into Hashem. Guys, you have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. Father, you can ask everything. There's no hope of Yisechel for the Yidin in Shushan and the whole world is Gzeira. Over that, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father relationship. In father relationship, there's no das. Tata helps it. Tata. I want to tell you one thing. I want to tell you all. This is. So now I was talking about myself, and I'm talking about you. It says Adel Yoda. You don't know between Baruch Mordechai and Or Haman, which means that Pida Rizal, a person has to be able to say Baruch Haman. How can a person say Baruch Haman? Baruch Haman. How can you say Baruch Haman? But the parrot says,
Harry, what's about to up there, Beth?
After the Petir of a Yid, that Yid is Nenem, is in HaShechinah. Give me a chizuk to stay on this world. We need to help the Shumas. We have to realize. What was I saying before? Do you remember?
I used to come to the... Do you say Baruch Haman? What's the plan?
Oh, because you were all brought up in the clipper. You have to drink a lot of wine, otherwise you won't understand what I'm saying.
Chaim.
No. Till you drink a whole cup, it's no Chaim. Till you drink five cups, it's no Chaim. You guys were brought up in the clipper. I want to tell you something very deep. What's the pshat Baruch Haman? You all listening?
Yeah.
You have to drink wine. You can't understand that. Everybody has to drink a whole cup of wine. Otherwise you won't understand what I'm talking about. I'm saying things that are very deep. You have to realize the whole year it's big mitzvah nefesh for me to come to Aseret. I have to drop myself. So many madrigals to come down to speak to. But Baruch Hashem, boys left me messages in the last 24 hours on my answer phone. It was all worth it. I don't mind if it's Mesirah Nefesh. Mordechai was Moser Nefesh. But you guys have to be Moser Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. You are Moser Nefesh for Yiddishkeit, I know. Aria, you're Moser Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. I'm coming, son. I know you're Moser Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. I know. Right, I know?
Yeah.
You didn't drink wine. Everybody should drink a whole cup of wine. I can't speak. Everybody should drink a whole cup of wine. Can everybody drink a whole cup of wine?
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. Otherwise, you won't understand what I'm talking about. What's Shab Baruch Hamon? What's Shab Baruch Hamon? How can you say Baruch Hamon? Oh, but the answer is the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom Baruch Hamon means. Baruch Hamon means. Even a Hamon is a big clipper. Every Ra has a koyach of chiyus. Every Ra has a koyach of kedusha inside it. And when we say Baruch Hamon, we're speaking to the spark of kedusha. So funny to say these things in English. These are things we have to say in Yiddish. By the Rebbe's, we could begin this morning, 10 to 5 in the morning.
That was last night.
I've been up the whole night, from 10 to 1. Yeah. So when you say Baruch Haman, what it means Baruch Haman, I have to speak. My wife's coughing. What it means Baruch Haman means that we have to feed the spark of kedusha that lies in Haman, in the clipper. You guys are all clipper. You guys have taken in your life only clipper. You have to know that there's a spark of kedusha inside you. There's a neshama inside you. It's crying out to God. And it's saying, when I walk out of you sometimes, I'm telling you, I see the nitzot, I see the kedusha. But you guys have such a clipper around you. I'm in a depression. I have to come every day to Mavasaret. I have to go down so much. But one thing I know, I see even you guys, there's a mitzvah of kedusha, there's a spark of kedusha inside you. And when you say Baruch Haman, that feeds the mitzvah of kedusha. And are you going to say, the Arizal says, that you mustn't feed, how can you feed the spark of kedusha? There might be a unique, I don't have to say anything. There might be, if you want to feed the kedusha, the might take from the kedusha. On Purim is the time when the tzitracha has got no unique. Everything you've seen, everybody in your life, all the videos, everything you've seen has no koyach, has no power today. Today's the day where all we know is the nitzot. All we know is that. All we know is the Baruch Haman, and even in Haman there's a kedusha. All the more so in every one of you there's so much kedusha. And that's why I see when I come, all of you have to promise, have to swear to me today that you're going to come back next year. And you're going to leave all the clipper behind you. You come from garbage. You come from tumah. You guys have no idea what kedusha is. It's so painful for me, I can't anymore. I'm not crying from sadness, I'm crying from Gagoyim, Hashem. What happened after the wolf? Ganein, Sadiqim Yoshim, Matrusay, Marishim, and enemies of Ashkena. I have nothing in this world left. You guys don't know what a Mitzvah's Nevishin is for me to come and teach you. As long as you all make a change in your life, I know the Ikhe in the life is Loitzi Yochem Izoilal. So you have to know how much I try and how much sometimes I feel I leave the room, I feel I'm drawn to the things you talk about. Anybody listening to me?
Yeah. Vado.
Vado.